This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Kentucky farmer recently represented the Kentucky Corn Growers Association in Tunisia to talk about the 2022 corn crop. Association Secretary Micah Lester accompanied U.S. Grains Council officials at a meeting with corn buyers from around the world.
We were there on behalf of the Kentucky Corn Grower Board, but we were there with the U.S. Grains Council. So the U.S. Grains Council is an organization that helps promote corn, barley, and sorghum around the world. They have presence in over 50 countries.
Lester says their mission was to discuss the quality of the 2022 crop.
They work hard promoting corn exports all around the world. So we were there with buyers from all over Africa, Middle East, Asia, meeting with corn buyers and talking to them about the quality of the U.S. corn crop from last year.
He says U.S. corn is popular around the world.
They're big fans of U.S. corn. We feel that U.S. has the best quality, and we're the only country that does this quality report and gives a report to the buyers from all over the world.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
It's the Championship Tractor Pull, February 15th through the 18th at Freedom Hall. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com and ChampPull.org. It's louder than ever. The Championship Tractor Pull is powered by Syngenta. Visit ChampPull.org for more information.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Corn Growers Secretary Michael Lester says Kentucky is not a huge corn exporter, but finding a place for every bushel is critical.
Probably below 20%, I think. You know, our biggest export markets are Mexico and China. But, you know, any market we can find, because the U.S. farmer is very good at increasing yields and growing more and more corn. But when you do that, you have to find a home for that corn.
He adds most U.S. corn is used for feed.
It's feed mills. There's some ethanol. A lot of them are buying DDGs, which I guess it's not corn directly, but it's a corn byproduct. You know, it's a byproduct of ethanol.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at YourAgEdge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.